We're all here today to make sure that our veterans at home, many of whom, as you've heard, rely on Castle Point as their primary point of care, are not abandoned due to bureaucratic decision making in Washington. Our veterans and their families have sacrificed too much, far too much, to be subjected to VA modernization and or realignment proposals that do not sustain equally accessible services of the same or higher quality, period. And yet, here we are. On Monday, March 14th, the VA recommended closing Castle Point Medical Center and relocating its inpatient medical and urgent care services to community providers. Specifically, the report states, quote, the current inpatient medical urgent care demand could be absorbed, as County Exec Ryan pointed out, by community partners. Whatever that means, we don't know. But it goes on. This is really the kicker. To enhance convenience, I really struggle to understand what it means to enhance convenience in our rural communities, where access points to care are already limited and difficult to come by. We see this trend again, as the county exec pointed out, of declining services in our rural communities far too often. From mental health to detox and rehabilitation services to maternity care and now veteran care, all in the name of modernization or enhanced convenience. It's important to note that according to the VA report, this is a very, very, I'm glad the mic's back on, so I want you to hear this. Urgent care encounters, and they call it encounters, which by the way, that's a bureaucratic word if you ever think of one. Encounters, not community interactions, not peer-to-peer exchanges, encounters. Encounters at Castle Point have actually increased by 28% between 2017 and 2019. Did you hear that? That these encounters at Castle Point, that these needs, the urgent care, veterans coming in, have increased 28% over the last few years, but apparently not enough. Because when you live in rural communities, maybe it's the case that you just don't have that level of population to meet these, again, bureaucratic metrics. There's a bias there that hurts our communities. So here we are with the VA recommending that we relocate these urgent care facilities to places not even determined. And I want to be clear, as the county exec pointed out, the outpatient facility in Fishville is not remotely adequate in terms of replacement. The name alone makes that clear, outpatient facility. Indeed, nothing in the recommendations clearly identifies how the services would be replaced by the new facility in Fishville. Nothing in the report explains that. On top of that, the VA proposal wants to relocate Castle Point's Living Center service to a, they quote, current or future VA facility, and they specify they want to consolidate the beds with the program at the Montrose VA Medical Center, 27 miles away. Folks who made these decisions are basically saying to veterans in Ulster and Dutchess, just go on down to Montrose to get care. It's not acceptable. Many of our veterans struggle to get transportation, as Gavin pointed out, to and from Castle Point. That alone is challenging. Now they're told to go to Western. All this is deeply concerning, and that is why following the VA announcement, I immediately sent a letter with Congressman Maloney to the VA expressing our concerns, and I want to be clear what we said. It is imperative that any recommendation
not include a reduction of services for the veterans in our district. VA must not compromise the care of our veterans by closing facilities without sufficient and equally accessible replacement of those services. And without those assurances in plain writing, clear, detailed writing, I will not support any plan that closes a VA facility here at home. Our veterans have sacrificed so much for our communities and our country. We must ensure they have access to the care and services they need and have earned when they come home. I'm glad to stand with all of you, and particularly our veterans, in this fight. You will have in me an ally every step of the way. And I want to thank again the County Exec Pat Ryan for the invitation and for his leadership in this fight. Thank you.